Today's presenter is Brett Ostrander. Brett has been a member of the Web Sphere Level 2 support organization since 2004. He has worked on multiple Web Sphere components as a subject matter expert, including security, SSL, administration, synchronization, and application deployment issues. At this time, I'd like to turn the presentation over to Brett.
Thank you, Elijah. We'll start on slide 2 here, the agenda. What we'll be covering today is just go over some basic design and overview, which is pretty much just the background. Some default SSL configuration. Again, this is more of a background to make sure everyone's on page here with what we're working on. Some scope settings, certificate expiration management, and the meat of what we're going to be doing will be the manually replacing certificates. On to slide 3. As you're probably all aware, we at 6.1, we no longer use the dummy key stores. We replace them with the key in trust.p12, and as with all key stores, they contain signer certificate, personal certificate, and possibly personal certificate requests. By default, at 6.1, we provide all of the needed key and trust stores. When you create a profile, your self-signed certificates are created on that profile. This is done by default, and at the earlier levels of 6.1, they were created for a period of 1 year expiration. When you create your, if you apply later maintenance, 6.107 and later, if you create your profile, if you apply the maintenance before creating your profile, these certificates will last for 15 years. Let's move to page 4. New at 6.1, again, may be reviewed for most people, certificate and key management is built into the admin console. Basically, includes most, if not all, the functionality of iKeyman. One of the key concepts here to understand when managing these certificates is that the configurations for your SSL repertoires and certificates and such are scoped at different levels of cell, node, cluster, etc. You inherit from the higher levels. So a repertoire key created at the cell level is available to everything below, and so on. We'll move to slide 5. This is just a screenshot of, to give an example of the scope settings. This is how you can, you know, review and manage the different configurations at the different scopes. It's, as you can see from the top there, it's right off the SSL certificate and key management page, manage endpoint security configurations. In my case here, you see that it's pretty simple configuration, a cell with one node and one web server for the purpose of this presentation. In most cases, you would have multiple nodes and possibly clusters and such here. Slide 6. Talk a little bit about the default configuration. The key stores and trust stores are managed via the admin console and are stored in the configuration repository. In a cell environment, the cell default key store is located in your config directory in cells and then whatever your cell name is, key.p12. The cell default trust store is also located in the same location, trust.p12, in your config. The key point here, by default, out of the box when up and running, and what most people would continue to use for reasons I'll discuss a little later, the default trust store used in the entire cell is the cell default trust store. Talk more about that as we go on here, explain why that is and where that's configured. On to slide 7. For your nodes, these keys, the key in 12 and trust.p12, are stored at the node level of your config. Cell name, nodes, node name. Again, because of what I mentioned in the previous slide, this node default trust store is not used by default. It's there. It can be used, but it is not specified in the configuration to be used out of the box. Let's go on to slide 8. Finally, the other important key that we manage here is the plugin key.kdb for each web server that you have defined in your configuration. And that's located also in the config on the deployment manager stored in the path on the slide there and under your node server, web server name. We'll be talking about how to update this later on and how this comes into play. Slide 9. Okay, I'm going to talk a little bit about the scope settings here. For example, in this screenshot I took, we're looking at the managed endpoint security, and I've chosen one of the nodes, right? So, but when you look at the configuration for this endpoint, we override the inherited values, which would be the cell, with the node default setting. You can change this, but by default, you're gonna be using the node default settings. And to manage these node settings, you click on the SSL configurations, highlighted on the right, and we'll move on to slide 10 here. Talk a little bit about this page here. This is after clicking on that previous link. You'll see in the node default settings, and you'll have the same node. You'll have the same panel for each node in your cell. And by default, as you can see here, as I mentioned earlier, the trust store name is going to be the cell default trust store. The reason this is this makes it much easier to manage your trust relationship within the cell. When you have one single trust store, it eliminates any possibilities of, you know, nodes talking to each other. If you configure, you know, a cluster or such, multiple servers to talk to a remote server, if everyone's using that trust store, the same trust store, you add the sign or certificate that you need to that trust store, and it's picked up across the cell for every outbound communication. And then, because we're at the node level, we're going to use the node default key store here. We'll move on to the next page, slide 11. Certificate expiration management. By default, we automatically scan all key stores looking for certificates that expire. Certificates that will expire in the next notification days will be replaced. I will make a little note here, just an aside, that some of this functionality, there were some defects at early versions. So to have all this work properly, if you choose to use the certificate expiration management, you would want to be at a later level, preferably 6.1.0.15 or later, for this to all work correctly. You don't cause any outages that way. With this expiration management, self-signed certificates that will expire are going to get replaced. A couple of the gotchas here, and the reason why, I guess, for this presentation, this can cause problems sometimes in some environments, as I mentioned, because of some defects, also because depending on your configuration, if the automatic synchronization is disabled, this won't get pushed out to the nodes. You're going to get handshake exceptions throughout your cell, again, causing outages. Any unmanaged web service, which are the majority of them, will stop working because the plugin key is not going to get updated. So any inbound requests coming from your web server will no longer work. Other communication can be broken, too. I mean, you're going to... if you're talking to other cells, MQ, you know, any other products that that were configured to trust you or you to trust them, you know, may break. So, and to get to the meat of this here, you should consider and recommend disabling automatic certificate replacement. And in doing so, create your own certificates that you manage, which will eliminate all these gotchas that I mentioned. On to slide 12. Screenshot here of the page where you manage this. Again, it's off the main SSL certificate key management page. Manage certificate expiration. Uncheck the two options that I have circled here, enable checking and automatically replace expired certificates. You do this when you're going to manage them yourself. Let's move on to slide 13. All right. So here we're getting the meat of the what we're going to do here. I put the first point there as just, you know, if you're doing this for the first time or, you're not completely sure, you want to run a backup config. It's always a good idea on the deployment manager. This will back up all of your configuration so that you can restore anything you do here. You know, again, this is common practice. So the first thing we're going to do is replace the deployment manager's personal certificate. I've got the path there. You can go right off the main page because we're at the cell level. We don't need to go into the scope settings. We can just go right off the main page where you can manage the cell key store and cell trust store. So first, you're going to see in that screenshot at the bottom of this slide, we already have a certificate here that was created by default for us. Since we've decided to create these ourselves, we're going to go ahead and create our own self-signed certificate here. So we'll go on to slide 14. Okay, in this page, I clicked on Create a Self-Signed Certificate for the cell default key store, and I'm going to enter the required values here. The alias can be whatever you want it to be. I named it cell default, easy enough to understand. The common name should be your host name. And the validity period, I've added a zero to the default, give 10 years and the organization. So you'll save those changes, and on the next page, 15, you'll see we now have our two personal certs, our new one, cell default, and the original default. I will mention that you'll see on the next page, you can have this done automatically for you, but for the sake of this presentation and for a complete understanding of everything that goes on behind the scenes, we're going to do each step manually here. So we'll click on the default, and we're going to click replace. Slide 16. On the next page, you'll see that our old certificate is the default, and we only have one option, cell default. And like I mentioned, we're not going to choose those two checkboxes now. Earlier versions, it didn't work properly. And so in the event that you're at an earlier version and you're trying to do this, or if you have problems, you can see what you would need to do to correct this. If you're at 6.0.17 and you click those boxes, it'll remove that old certificate and delete the old signers for you, everything you're going to see me do later on here. Let's go on to slide 17. So we've replaced our certificate. Now we're using my new cell default that I created. See, it's valid until 2018. And we're just going to delete the old one. Pretty straightforward. On to slide 18. And now we're going to move over to that trust store I talked about earlier, the cell default trust store. We need to make sure now that our trust store has a signer for our new personal cert. And you can see here that it does. It's created its alias of default 1, and you can verify serial numbers there, a fingerprint or serial if you want to look directly. If you click on that certificate, we'll move on to slide 19. You'll see the serial number and the fingerprint. Now, going to slide 20, if it wasn't there or it's not there and you look and you see you don't have the matching certificate, or if you're doing your own configuration, if you've created your own repertoire with your own key store and you want to make sure that, the cell trusts that, or a different, you want to check a different cell that's going to be talking to this server that you've created your own repertoire for, you're going to want to go to this main page. This is the main page I keep talking about, I should say. The main self-certificate key management page. You'll see all the links here that I talked about earlier, the manage endpoint, the manage certificate expiration. And we'll click on key stores and certificates. So we'll go into page 21. So on page 21, because we're at the cell level, we're limited on what we see. Any you know, certificates and configurations created at node levels, we're not going to see here, again, because of the scope settings. Now, assuming that our certificate wasn't there, we want to make sure that we do add the signer cert from that we just created from the key store to the cell default trust store. Simply check those two boxes and click Exchange Signers, and we'll go on to slide 22. And you'll see here on this page, because we only have one personal cert in the cell default key store now, we're going to add it, highlight it, add it to the cell default trust store signers. So you go ahead and apply and save that, and we'll move on to page 23 now. So now we trust the new cell key store. We want to go to the node. As you see, we have to go to the manage endpoint configurations. You can choose inbound or outbound here. It's not going to matter in this case because we're not really configuring any inbound or outbound configurations. This main page is the same for both. In this case, I only have one node, so I'm going to do this once. Again, of course, you would do this for each node in your cell where you do this on your own. Slide 24. After we click on that link, you're going to see the same page I think we saw this earlier. You're going to want to choose Manage Certificates. Slide 25. This is pretty much a repeat of what we did at the cell level. Same thing. We created, you see the default certificate there that we have. It's only valid, it looks like, for a year there. We want to create our own. Create our self-signed certificate, and we'll move to page 26. And again, I give it an alias name, you know, it can be whatever you want. In this case, node 1 default, I called it. Again, the host name, because this node happens to be on the same node as the cell I created earlier, it's the same common name. Validity period, again, I did 10 years, and IBM. So you can save those changes. And on slide 27, you should see your new certificate created. Same as at the cell level and the same as what you do for each node in your cell, you're going to replace this. Select the default and click replace. You only have one option, and you replace it with the node 1 default. So at this point, once you apply and save these changes, you're going to be using this new certificate that you created on your node. On page 29. Again, we're going to delete the old one, and I'll mention again, you can have this done for you automatically on the previous page if you click the checkbox to delete it. But in this case, we didn't, so we're just going to delete it here on page, we'll move to page 30 now. All right, so now we're going to verify that signer was added to the cell default trust store also. And as you can see here, we can verify that. Take a look at the fingerprint. You can click on it and look at it. You'll also see, just a side note here, by default, that the cell default trust store has some other ones, the dummies for backward compatibility, and we see our old certificate up top also. So we'll go on to page 31. Again, all I'm showing here is that you're validating. If you look at that last page, you'll see that the fingerprint matches. The trust will now is established between the cell and the node, and all nodes in the cell. Page 32. Showing this again. Again, you're going to exchange signers. The key point here is, again, this is assuming that, you know, for some reason it didn't get exchanged and you want to go do this, or you've created your own repertoire and want to, you know, exchange this, add a signer for your personal cert you have in your own key store. You want to add that to the cell. You need to go to the scope where that was created. As you'll see here, you see a couple more key stores and trust stores shown because we're at the node level, and now we can see everything at the cell and the node level. So we can manage everything in this scope from this page. again, we're going to choose the cell default trust store, the common trust store in the cell, and because we just updated the node default key store, we'll select that one also, of course. On to page 33. And again, a similar page to what we saw previously. Select the node default personal cert that we created, add that to the cell default trust store, and go ahead and save that, and you're all set. And we'll go on to slide 34. What we're going to do now is just, for the sake of going through this, understanding where everything is and managing these certificates properly for our client commands, talk about that a little bit more. We're going to delete all the old certificates and extract the new ones. Slide 35. So simply you're going to go ahead and delete all of these certificates that we don't need. You may want to keep the dummy client ones. In most cases, you won't need those. You know, for ease of manageability, I would just delete everything that you don't need here. And we'll go on to slide 36. So in the screenshot, you can see that we've deleted those certificates. We now have the two certificates that we need for this configuration. We're simply going to extract these and save them locally as ARM files. So you see on slide 37 that I'm going to take my first one, and it was called node 1, so I'm going to call the file node1.arm, and you can either give it just the file name, that'll put it in the profile root DNGR etc directory, or you can give it a full path, you know, /temp/filename, whatever the case may be. This is going to extract a signer from your key store, or actually extract the signer that we've already created in our trust store to a file on our system. And I'll explain why we're going to do that here in a couple minutes. All right, so slide 38. Now we need to go and update these signers. So you would have done that for each node in the cell and the cell default. You have, you know, 5, 8 certificates, ARM files in your configuration. We're going to go and manage the web server plugin now. You can see the path there. And as you can see here on this, in my CMS key store for my web server, I've deleted all the signers that are there. You'll notice if you go here, you would see there's at least 2 pages by default of signer certificates for all the, you know, all the CAs that VeriSign and Trust, all of those. It is recommended, you know, for security purposes to delete all these. The reason being, you don't want your web server, which is probably outside your DMZ, to be trusting, you know, any random servers elsewhere. By doing this, you limit exclusively who this web server will talk to and trust. And this is a recommended procedure. Delete all of those. Add only what you need here. So we're going to click on the add and go into slide 39. We're simply just going to add the 2 files that I extracted, the node 1 default and the cell default, to the signer certificates for the plugin key.kdb. We'll go on to slide 40. Again, you'll repeat this for each of the new certificates, and then manually copy this updated plugin key to the web server. Now, put a little note here. Depending on your configuration, sometimes due to defect or due to how you have it configured, that page in the previous slide, it's grayed out and you're not able to manage the plugin key from the console. In that case, you're going to have to use the old method of starting up by keyman, opening up your plugin key.kdb, and adding your signer certificate that you extracted previously to that plugin. So now you can see in the screenshot here, we have added the node default signer to the plugin, and we'll go to slide 41. This is it's the point of a lot of confusion for a lot of folks. When these profiles are created, self-signed certificates are generated throughout the configuration and also the Etsy directory for each profile. Now, these keys aren't managed by the app server via the console. These are outside of the JVM, basically, and are used for clients like WSAdmin or any client trying to connect to that specific app server. So what happens is, I'll out of the box, you know, if you run WSAdmin and try to connect to, a server that has security enabled, we're going to trust that server because the trust.p12 in that etc directory has a signer for that personal cert on the server. Let's go to slide 42. All right, so because we've just done what we've done and replaced all personal certs, any clients on any of the nodes or the deployment manager are now, when you run any kind of client command, no longer have the signer cert in the trust store they need to trust the server they're connecting to. So these need to be updated. The other thing that you might want to consider here now, and this is just I put in here, you know, for the sake of it's not, you know, widely configured, but if you do enable client authentication on your server, so, you know, your app server 1 SSL repository using has client auth enabled, of course, when you make a client connection, again, I'll use WSAdmin as an example, you're going to, you know, if you have the proper trust, you're going to trust that server. But if the server has client auth, then you're going to also need to present a key. And you need to have a valid key that the server trusts. So you may want to also make sure you copy this key.p12. But we'll talk about that in the next slide here, which is slide 43. So the easy way to do this is, since we know that, you know, we've gone through all the configuration, we know we've updated the trust.p12, which is the cell default trust store. We know it has all the signers for all the servers in our cell, all the nodes in our cell. Just simply copy that to the etc directory. And copy it to, you know, for each node in the cell, copy to the etc directory. Therefore, you're now going to trust all the servers and nodes in the cell. And the same thing for the key.p12 that I mentioned in the previous slide. Simply, you know, copy the key.p12. And this time you're going to want to copy the specific one, like for the cell on the deployment manager at etc directory, you're going to want to make sure you copy the cell scope key.p12. And, you know, for each node, you're going to want to copy the corresponding node key.p12. All right, so we'll go on to slide 44. All right, that pretty much covers, you know, the basic replacing of certificates. There is a good article by one of the architects for Webster Security that I put here, the first link. It goes over, you know, a little more of the core SSL stuff, you know, at 6.1 and the changes. And the second one is a tech note I wrote. This is kind of just a step-by-step walkthrough. It's kind of like a blind walkthrough. You don't really have to even know what you're doing. You just, if you follow those steps in that tech note, you can replace all the certs in your cell. What I will say about that second one, I'm trying to think of the word for this. Basically, it's a catch-all. In that tech note, you're going to stop all your nodes. You're only going to have the deployment manager running. You're going to, follow each thing step by step. You have to run manual sync nodes. The reason I'm doing that is because that will cover all situations. At later levels, with all the fixes applied, you can manage this with everything running. I mean, you can literally, other than updating your plugin, everything in your cell, you can do on the fly. You can replace personal certs with everything running. You can replace signers, you know, all that will work properly and be you know, synced out to the cell. But this, again, is just a simple step-by-step walkthrough. All right, so let's slide 45 is some additional resources. Basically, this chart includes links to a number of sites that provide, you know, online resources for WebSphere products. The DeveloperWorks one, which is that first link on the previous page, provides technical information. The events link on the support pages points you to a webcast, conference information, and you can visit WebSphere.org for user group information and more product information. The IBM Education Assistant consists of some self-help modules to get new users up and running quickly. And the ESR tool is for the Passport Advantage clients to open and update PMRs online. Finally, the My Support link on all product support pages lets you sign up for weekly emails for products that will interest you. All right, now that I got through that, we're on to questions and answers, which it took about 30 minutes. It was exactly what I expected. I'll give it back to you, Elijah.
All right, thank you, Brett, for a great presentation.
And we'll take our first question from Asha Mishra.
Yeah, hi, this is Asha Mishra from IBM. I have a number of questions. I'll ask a couple here, and maybe I'll send an email later. If we have two valid certs in the file, the store or key store, is there a way to tell which one is being used?
Okay, good question. Basically, yes, you're right. You can have multiple personal certs in your key store. I think I'm assuming that's what you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if there isn't, by default, we have you have an option to choose in your configuration which one you want. By default, we select none. Okay. None means that you'll let the key and trust manager decide, or the key manager in this case, decide which one to use. Okay. So that's it really isn't clear. You can't be 100% sure which one you're going to use. So we give you an option to choose which personal cert you want to use at that scope and at that level. If you look at the presentation, I'll try to tell you what slide I'm talking about here.
Yeah, there was a place to set default.
Well, no, there's a place where bear with me 1 minute. It was early on. Okay. Yeah, on slide 10, if you look, for example, at this node setting on the screenshot here, when you configure your repertoire, in this case, the node default SSL settings, you select your key store name, which again is node default. You would click that Get Certificate Aliases button. That would populate that list below, default service certificate alias. By default, it'll be none, which means you let the key manager decide which one to send or which one, clients connecting to us, we're gonna send to them. So if you want to specify a specific one, so at this level, say the node level, on your inbound, at this node, you want to select, cert one as the cert you're going to use. You'll be able to select that here and use that. Now, if you go down to a lower level for a server level, you can override this and specify, your cert 2 for your inbound connections.
Okay. So the other question, in previous releases also, was this the similar behavior? Could we tell, which cert was being used?
Because in JKS files, it's only going to use one all the time, and that's what we used before in JKS files. P12 allowed for this additional flexibility like this.
Okay. Thank you for that. My second question is that I know we're using here self-signed certificates for communication, SSL communication between nodes and deployment manager or node agent and, servers, et cetera. Do we need to use CA certs here, or is self-signed sufficient enough to, does it give enough security to us?
Probably the simplest way to answer that, that's a good question, is it depends on what you're using the servers for. So, for example, if your server is behind a firewall and all you've exposed to your clients is your web server and your DMZ, so they're never going to connect directly to this app server, right? URL colon 98 or 9443/app name. If they're only going to the web server, there's really no need to use CA signed certificates in the cell because you can handle that just from the web server alone, right? You would have your web server certificate be like a, for example, VeriSign signed certificate, so that all clients, you know, by their browsers will trust that by default. Now, say you're using your app server and, you know, or whatever the cell in an internal network, and you have users connecting directly to the app server. For example, if you're going directly to a port on the app server, and they're going to actually get prompted with the key that you've created, if you want to prevent them from getting that pop-up saying, you know, we don't trust this cert, obviously because it's self-signed, do you want to trust it? If you want to get by that, then yes, you can optionally create or, you know, create a personal certificate request, send that off, you know, get it signed by a third-party CA, and add that, and that way you prevent, you know, internal clients from when they access your applications from getting that prompt. So so the answer to your question is it depends on how you're using the app server. If you're using it only through a web server, then I would say no, you don't need that. If you're using it internally and you want to avoid that prompt, then yes, you may want to consider that. Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
And as a reminder, that is star one if you would like to ask a question, and we'll take our next question from Kyle Dawson.
I'm sorry I joined a little late, but on your slide 12, you talk about disabling the enable checking.
Slide 12, sure, yeah.
And you automatically replace expiring certs. I understand the second one. Why do you not want to just do the checking?
Why would I? You could leave that enabled.
Okay, because by default they would email us that it's going to expire so we can do something, but it won't do anything.
Right. I guess the point I was making here was that when you manage these, which is what we recommend, you probably should know, I mean, when you create these, are you creating for 5 years, you know, 1 year, 2 years. So, yes, you may want to enable checking, certainly. But assuming that you created these for, you know, a certain amount of time and you're aware of that, it just, you know, I did that to eliminate any of the automatic certificate configuration.
Okay. And I'm not sure if you can answer this. It's about LTPA tokens?
Sure.
The idea being when we install it by default, it does the automatic regeneration of those?
Yes.
Is that a bug?
I'm not sure if they're going to change this. Now, the thing is, of course, you're probably asking because you have SSO enabled.
And everything starts failing.
Right. And we see this a lot. And what you should I can't speak on behalf of the developers or what, but you should disable that if you're using SSO.
We've already done that now, so.
Keep one backup copy, because by default we keep two, or one of the old LTPA tokens, right?
Right.
You can increase that, of course. But, no, you should probably disable that if you're using SSO. That way you don't get those outages, you know, when those get regenerated. Sometimes, you know, sometimes it doesn't happen after the first 90 days because you have the backup saved.
Right.
It happens after 180 days, and all of a sudden your SSO breaks. I recommend to people they disable that, yes. That's only there if someone is really, really concerned about security. Not to say that, you know, everyone shouldn't be or everyone isn't, but the LTPA token, to our knowledge, has never been hacked. So there's no real risk at this point. You don't, you know, I mean, someone getting hold of your LTPA token and hacking it anyway. So,
okay.
Yeah. So does that answer your question?
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, disable it.
Yeah.
And we'll take our next question from Tian Din.
My question regarding the default CA cert file for the JDK. So if we have an own application that using CA cert, how is the IBM will pick up that one, or how do we configure so that it will pick up that one instead of using the just P12?
So your application is configured to use the CA certs, or your application is just using the default cert and...
Is the configured to use the system properties in the coding?
If it's using the system properties, then you're gonna use whatever the JVM has for the Java XNet SSL KeyStore and TrustStore values, right?
Correct.
This is kind of a question where there's a couple different answers here, because if security is disabled, what's gonna happen is
when you say security disabled, you mean the global security or what's the security?
Correct. Yeah, I'm in security.
Okay.
What happens is we're not going to be setting the Java XNet KeyStore and TrustStore. What happens is by default, JDKs use the CA certs if nothing is defined, right?
Yes, but we have the global security enabled.
The global security enabled. So unless, and you want to use CA certs?
We don't want to, but the program is our own program, and we don't have a choice.
And so how do you want to manage it from here? Is that what you're asking?
No, I'm asking is the program has the property to specify the path of the CA source.
Right.
But it seems like WebSphere take over using a different one.
Yes. What happens is because WebSphere uses Apache SOAP internally, when security is enabled in an ND environment, when synchronization occurs, we override those properties. So what you're probably seeing is basically, you know, the trust.p12 on the node being used, right?
Yes.
Right. You can change that at the managed endpoints if you want to configure your outbound for certain. You could define, you know, for example, your state asserts as one of your key stores and create a repertoire and use the managed endpoint for, you know, for a specific server and application on that server to use that for any inbound connections.
So there's nothing that we can say override and use in this?
Not in your code, no.
Okay.
No, there's a techno on that, actually. I probably should include that on the end of this presentation. It talks about outbound JSC calls failing in the environment.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Sure.
Take our next question from Asha Mitra.
Yeah, hi, this is Aya again. Sorry. There is an option on the console about remotely managing cert files, if you can talk about that one. And then the second question is related to whether, I know you mentioned that, you know, if we maintain the cert files at the cell level, that way we have to manage just one set of files. But can you talk about the pros and cons of managing at the cell level versus at the node level creating them?
The first question, well, let me start with the second question first.
Okay.
I need some more information on the first one. It's really for ease of manageability. I mean, if you really prefer to manage different trust stores across your cell, then, you know, that's completely your choice. The thinking being is for manageability, you get one trust store, you can manage, you know who you want to trust. I mean, unless there's some specific reason why you wouldn't want one node to trust a remote server or even an internal server, which, you know, there may be a reason, then you would want to maybe override that to, you know, use your node default trust store. Really, it's ease of manageability.
Okay, so, well, it's possible, like, I know the info center, they talk about cluster isolation, and so there may be, I guess, scenario where, you know, a set of servers is, even though they're on the same deployment manager, they may be belonging to one application and another set belonging to another application. Would that be a scenario where you would use a different trust store?
Sure, yeah. If you want to, basically you're doing some hardening and you want to, you know, that's the same thing with that plugin I mentioned earlier. I mean, once you do this, I mean, that's perfectly a reason why you would want to manage this. I mean, you should only trust who you know you want to trust, right? That's why you shouldn't have any, like, you know, just default VeriSign, you know, root CAs in your trust stores, for example. For that purpose.
Okay.
Now, what was the first question? I didn't quite understand.
There is an option on the screen is remotely managing.
Which was there a?
It's on the console. Maybe I can send you a link. And I didn't know. I think it's about keeping these files on another machine and not on the same as WebSphere, where WebSphere is installed.
Wow. You know, I'm not sure what you mean here.
Okay, maybe I'll send you an email on that one.
You can, yeah, please do, because I may be drawing a blank.
Okay.
I got a console up, if not, just send me an email, that's fine.
Yeah, send you an email. Yeah.
Perfect.
And just, sorry, one more question.
Sure.
When we do a cell-level replacement, and we make, like the new cert, the default, do we have to still go at each of those inbound or outbound levels to replace that? Or once, like, if you've done at the cell level, that's it. Then we don't have to go lower level.
Right. Yeah, that's it. I mean, once you do it at that cell level, is anyone who's inheriting that value will inherit it. I assume that's what you mean, right? Anyone
yeah.
who's at that cell level and by inheritance, yes, it will inherit it.
So you showed an example of, like, replacing the inbound or the outbound. When under what circumstances that will be used?
Right, right. As long as you're when I chose that inbound or outbound, though, I was at the node level, and by default, the node is going to use the node key store, right, and the cell trust store. So really, you don't use that cell key store unless you override it, right? Or unless you don't override. Well, I kind of said that backwards. Unless you don't override with node level settings, if you disable that and just use the cell, then yes, it will inherit that.
Okay. Thank you.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
We'll go next to Brent Smith.
Hi, yes. Are there any tech notes or migration documents with regard to certificates when you're upgrading from WebSphere 6 to 6.1 versus doing a fresh install of 6.1?
No, not that I'm aware of, really, to be honest with you. As far as, are you running into problems, or is...
Yeah, I was brought in to help with some issues they were having after they had... they were managing their own certificates and doing global security within 6.0 and followed the... They upgraded to 6.1 and we're battling some issues with the certificates and the cell communication. I wondered if there was known issues or gotchas or a path you were supposed to take with regard to the certificates that we weren't aware of.
Well, there was, off the top of my head, there was one or two APARs where migration was causing some problems with FSL configurations. To be honest, I don't recall exactly what the details of that were. It probably would, if I had to think about this, it probably would take some additional management when you migrate if you have your own repertoires configured and, to verify everything's working properly. I mean,
right.
If you want to work through that, you know, with me, I'm completely willing to do that. If you want to, you know, send me an email, and if we need to open a PMR, that'd be fine.
Okay. Thank you.
Sorry, I don't have anything more than that.
And our next question comes from Kyle Dawson.
Hi. In reference to her question about the remote managed, mm-hmm. On the console, if you go to certificate and key management, and then key stores and certificate, and then cell default key store.
SL certificate key management.
Key stores and certificates.
Yeah.
And then cell default key store. There's that checkbox there that says remotely managed.
Let me get there.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Okay. Don't know a lot about that. I think that is for hardware devices, but I can check into that.
Okay. That was. I was just kind of clarifying that. But my other question is we're looking at just doing a cell level certificate.
A cell level personal certificate.
Yeah. And we're going to be using an internal CA, not a cell sign, so we can manage it from a central place.
Mm-hmm.
The thing I want to look at is we're allowed to do what's called client required certificates for client authentication.
Okay, so you enable client on your client authentication on the server.
Right, so then you have to have a certain cert just to talk.
The client does in their browser,
yes.
For example, on a web app.
Right.
Right.
Well, the node agents would have to use it. It's really for the cell, not for the clients.
Oh, okay. So
when a node agent talks to me, I have to actually have a cert specific for that node agent.
Yeah, if it's signed by a CA... Then yes, you need to have a personal cert that is signed by that CA.
No, not in that. I'm talking client authentication.
Yeah.
With SSL.
Okay.
So it means they have a cert that was issued by them, and then we know about that specific cert, not that it's just trusted. But in WAS 5.1, we could actually give a list of what certs were trusted, and I don't see where that is in 6.1.
So you've enabled client authentication on your... cell default.
CSI V2 inbound transport.
CSI V2 inbound. Okay. That's a little bit different. Yeah. So what did you have before?
There's the ability to add like a filter of what certs were allowed to come in, and you could give it like the DN and whatever the cert name was coming in. So we could specify this DN from this certificate authority was allowed to talk to us. And I don't see that in the WAS 6.1 console.
I don't know.
Okay.
If you want to send me an email, I'll look into it and get you an answer.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, sorry.
That's fine.
And our next question comes from Fawad Siddiqui.
Hello. I just wanted to, if you can a little bit explain, if you have multiple a node agent and multiple web server, what is the correct process of, I guess my question is, do you have to put all the node agent certificate in CMS key store of the web servers?
Yes.
Signer certificate?
Any server that it needs to connect to will need to have, it will need to trust it. So it will need to have a signer for each node. Certainly, yes.
Okay, that's what I. If you have multiple nodes using the same web server, you got to import all of those.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're gonna have to. Any server that web server talks to, it's gonna need to have a signer for that node.
I see. Okay.
So you could have multiple, you know, different ones.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure.
And we'll go next to Kareem Tyson.
Thank you. My question was answered regarding the remotely managed option there.
Oh, okay. Great.
And we have no more questions at this time. I'll turn it back to you, Mr. Robertson.
Thank you. At this time, we conclude the presentation. We hope the information presented today has been valuable to you. We appreciate your participation. We hope you will join us for future presentations, which will be announced on the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange site. Remember, a replay of today's presentation will also be available on the site in the next day or two. Thanks very much for joining us today, and thank you, Brett, for presenting today.